Joined on the line by Cork selector Seanie McGrath. And Seanie, your reaction to that draw?
It's a tough draw, Rory. I mean, especially the fact that it's away from home. A lot of people will say maybe that Wexford, after yesterday's defeat, you know, are no good side, but you know, I don't buy into that. I think they're a very, very good side. They got caught in a bit of a slipstream yesterday. Kilkenny just got into their groove and felt like Jerry Elward and that opened up and got great scores, and TJ Ryan and Richie Hogan, all the top players in Kilkenny were in good form yesterday. So, you know, that went against them, I think. They're a good, good side. They've got very good players, Conor McDonald and David Redmond and Lad Byrne taking the freeze. You go McGovern. They're all very, very good hurlers, all very competent, so it's going to be a very hard draw for Cork.
And obviously heading to Wexford gives them a bit of an advantage.
Yeah, home advantage in these ties is huge. I mean, obviously, Wexford Park is much smaller maybe than Parky Keefe. It's much tighter. We've played there a few times in league games, and you know, you get a huge Wexford crowd, I'd imagine, going in there to try and create that sort of 16th man, if you want. So it's going to be hard. Yeah, we've been preparing well the last week. Obviously, the Waterford defeat was very disappointing, but we've prepared well the last week, and we've everyone back in now Tuesday night after the club championship, so we're going to give it a real rattle.
And obviously, as you mentioned, Kilkenny in rampant form yesterday, so that wasn't the true representation of the dangers of this Wexford team.
I don't think so. I mean, you know, just everyone on that Kilkenny side, Owen Larkin, Richie Hogan, TJ Reid, all the top players, Michael Fenley, all the top players were playing outstanding, and Paul Murphy at the back was really, really good. Joey Holden did well full back. So it was just one of those days when, obviously, it's happened regularly when you go up against Kilkenny, but all their top players were on top form. I think Wexford are a much better side than that, and we certainly won't be going in there under any sort of complacency or anything.
And for Cork fans as well, it promises to be a mammoth weekend with the footballers playing the Munster final the day after.
Yeah, it could be great for the county. We're reeling a little bit now after the last couple of weeks with our in the hurling front anyway, with our seniors under 21s not going that well. So it's a case of getting us back on track again. So hopefully we'll have, as you said, it'll be a bumper weekend that weekend. 4th of July for us, 5th for the footballers. It'll be great to get two victories.
And as you mentioned, that defeat to Waterford, how's the move been in the camp since then?
It's been okay, to be honest, Rory. I mean, I suppose that's Jimmy's attitude, you know. What can you do? Get back on track. They were, I know we were defeated, and you don't normally get positives out of a defeat, but I mean, the first 20 minutes were very, very positive, and we moved the ball very well, and we just seemed to, after the goal, we just seemed to lose our way. So we've done a bit of analysis on that, and we just need to stay a bit more patient in games and try and keep ourselves in games, as opposed to maybe losing our way a bit, which we did after the goal. But the mood has been positive, the training has been excellent, we trained brilliant last week, and we've a full complement in on Tuesday night, and we'll just keep that mood going up for the next couple of weeks.
And obviously you'd be fired up to kind of prove that the Waterford game is a once-off.
Yeah, I mean, we'd like to think we're still a decent side. You know, got to the final in 2013 and, you know, won a great Munster final last year. So we'd like to think we have the bones of good players, and that there's one or two additions have come in as well in the last 12 months that have helped. And, you know, the injury front has cleared up a bit as well. Larkhan is looking okay, and Seamus Hannerly is looking okay. So we'd be hoping that they'd be additions as well into the Wexford game. And we leave no stone unturned, Rory. We still feel that we have a chance of making an impact in this championship yet.